The plan that cleared the Senate would increase the state's wage from $6.50 an hour to $7.25 an hour immediately. After that, it would tie future wage increases to the Consumer Price Index. The measure was backed by Democrats, including Majority Leader Russ Decker of Weston.
I don't see anybody in this body that would be willing to work for seven and a quarter an hour. And far too often, Mr. President, that amount that we put in the statute, that $6.50, stays there far too long, and the purchasing power continues to diminish.
All but two Republican senators voted against the plan. GOP Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend says it would end up hurting the people who supporters of this increase want to help. Grothman says that's because fewer businesses are going to open up these low-wage jobs if they're more expensive.
The employer's going to say, that guy to me or that gal to me is not worth $7.25 an hour, or that guy or gal is not worth $9.25 an hour. And if they don't get that first job, they're never going to get a second job. They're never going to work their way up.
The proposal faces dismal chances in the state assembly, which is run by Republicans. And aide to Speaker Mike Hipsch says it's not a priority for the assembly, where Republicans plan to focus more on tax incentives proposed by the governor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.